Right, you know it, baby. Right.
Welcome back. Mike and Molson on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Where the listener contact line is 629-7970. What do you suppose the best-selling movie soundtracks of all time are? 629-7970. The Recording Industry Association of America has the best-selling soundtrack albums of all time. And it's kind of an interesting collection.
I was going to say, this is interesting because normally I have the lists and you do the guessing. So this time you have the lists. I'm going to have to guess. I need help. 629-7970 is a News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY listener contact line. Now, there are soundtracks out there that have big hits.
Correct.
But I don't know if I necessarily mean they're big sellers. Like Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr., huge hit for the time. But I couldn't tell you any other song that was on the Ghostbusters soundtrack. So right. I don't feel like that one would be high up there.
It is not.
I would feel something like Dirty Dancing seemed to not only had those oldies, but it had like three or four hits off of it as well. So I'm going to say Dirty Dancing is probably the top 10.
Coming in at number 5, okay. Dirty Dancing. None of these are all movies that have music. It's not any thematic thing. It's not like the Star Wars.
Is that
Wars
Star Wars? Sound? Okay.
Or Close Encounters or anything like that.
So, because Star Wars is going to be a guess, because that's fantastic.
Well, don't guess it, because it's not there. You are on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
Hi there.
Hey.
Can I take a guess?
Please.
Sure.
Top Gun.
Top Gun did not show up on the list.
Oh.
Probably should have. You're
no
right
one
about
like
that.
Kenny Loggins in the mid-80s? So. Come on now.
Because that one did produce a lot of songs. But
thank
probably,
you.
Probably
Danger
not
a, Zone
not
and Playing
to,
with the Boys, but not enough.
Enough to buy a whole album.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on WMAY.
The Big Chill or Remember the Titans?
The Big Chill did come in at number 11. That was kind of responsible for reviving the whole 60s music movement. Heard it through the grapevine and My Girl and all that stuff was on there.
I'm going to go with the Blues Brothers. I mean, that had so much music. It had Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin. If it's not on the list.
It is not on the list.
Wow.
It is not one of the
top
15 best-selling movie soundtracks.
That's crazy to think.
You're on WMAY. Hello.
Saturday Night Fever.
Coming in at number 2 was Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah. Cultural phenomenon there.
Yep. Number 2 was Saturday Night Fever. So that means there is one that...
you want to talk about a phenomena that burned up and faded away quickly, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was like it was a comet that flew through our collective pop culture and then... I mean, now it's like, if you were to admit to somebody, man, I had the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack and I loved it, people go, oh, disco sucks.
But what's crazy is, at the time, everybody had that soundtrack. I remember, I remember being in my sister's album collection.
I got a text from a listener saying, Titanic soundtrack. That song was huge. The movie was huge.
Number six. Yep, right behind Dirty Dancing was the Titanic soundtrack. And that's one that really just has a song on it, and the rest is thematic stuff.
Yeah,
so I
that's kind of...
That would be kind of interesting. There's one on here that I don't suspect... is going to be guessed, but we'll see if it comes up.
629-797. You're talking about top 15? You have
top
15.
Top 15 movie soundtracks.
Top selling. Yeah.
Of all time. Hi.
Hi. How about American Graffiti?
You know what? That one should be on there, but is not. That's a great guess, but does not show up in the top 15. A great soundtrack, to be sure.
How about... Oh, go ahead. We'll take the call.
Hi, you're on WMAY.
Yeah, how about American Pie?
No, it is not.
No, I had a lot of good. It did have a lot of good music, but
yeah, that one is not on there.
Footloose on there at all? I mean, that was
Footloose is not on there.
Wow, no one likes Kenny Loggins.
No,
that's crazy.
Let me just see. I don't see any representation of Kenny Loggins at all.
Oh wow. Well, there goes all the rest of my guests.
There are a couple of surprises in here, to be sure. Go ahead.
I think it's only because in the looking back on it, but Breakfast Club seems like one. It could be in there.
It sure could be. It is not.
That seems like one in its time probably wouldn't have been, but looking back on it now, it's like there's a lot of good stuff in Breakfast Club.
A lot of great music in there. You're on WMAY. Hello.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
Very good. Very good.
Not in the top 15. No, not at all.
That was an awesome soundtrack. I own that one.
Yeah, there's one in here I think you might own.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I could be wrong about that.
Okay.
Or you may have owned at the time. Hi, you're on WMAY.
How about Grease?
Oh, yeah.
Grease is on there. Grease comes in, though, at number 7. You think that'd be a little higher. But it is definitely on the list. Thanks for the call.
How about Sound of Music?
No.
No? God, I'm striking out here. The only one I've gotten so far is Dirty Dancing. Got another text here saying Forrest Gump.
Is on the list.
Really?
Forrest Gump comes in at number 4.
Oh, wow.
Number 4. It had notable songs like Hound Dog and Respect. Hi, you're on WMAY.
Hello.
Hi.
How about The Big Chill?
The Big Chill, I think someone mentioned
said
earlier.
That, and that was like number 11, I believe.
That one came in at
11,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, number 11. You're right about that. Yeah. You have such a good memory. I don't know what I'm doing. Usual disclaimer, Deep Throat is not on
here. No, neither does Debbie Does That.
Debbie Does That, so I know.
Great music, though, in those movies.
Somebody is dialing feverishly and getting busy signals right now, but it's just not on the list. Hi, you're on WMAY.
Grease
was number 6. Number 7 on the list.
Good guess.
I'm
trying to see here. I think Grease. Yeah, Grease might be the only one that's on here that is actually a musical.
Okay.
No, there's two. There's a big Disney one. There's two big Disney ones.
Oh, I was going to say. So Disney's in this?
That's on there, yes.
So like Little Mermaid or Aladdin?
No. More recent than that.
More recent than those two?
Oh, yeah. Monster song in just the last couple of years.
Toy Story?
Monster. Every little girl was singing this one.
Oh, Frozen soundtrack. Good call.
Let It Go.
Let It Go.
4 million copies.
Or Do You Want to Build a Snowman as well?
That one came in at number 12.
I got another text from Kyle. Animal House?
No.
Nope, not on the list.
No Animal House on there. You're on WMAY. Hello.
Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever comes in at number 2.
Have we got number 1 yet?
No, we haven't.
Frozen was where on the list?
Frozen was at number 12.
Okay.
Number 1 has sold 17 million copies. A big one.
That is a big one.
Hi, you're on WMAY.
I got 2. Chariots of Fire.
Oh, no, not on there, but a good one. That was big.
And The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh, no, that one's not on there either, but that is some great music.
That is good music. Yeah, you're right.
Because I think I still have a couple of albums that were just kind of thematic stuff.
Oh, yeah, the Star Wars ones are great,
Star
too.
Wars,
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Any of the Jerry Goldsmith soundtracks. He was a great, great composer. John Williams stuff is really good.
17 million for
the Rocky
one.
Soundtrack is really good. Hello, you are on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
Two guesses here, Aladdin and Frozen.
Frozen came in at 12. Number 12. No Aladdin in the top 15, anyway.
I'm trying to think. I'm going through my mind of like 80s movies and movies that were driven by music.
Mm-hmm. This one, not an 80s movie. This one was a...
Singles? Is Singles on there? Singles was huge in the grunge community because he had Pearl Jam and Alice in Chains and all that on there, but not in the top 15, huh?
Wasn't Lisa Loeb on that, too?
No, that was Reality Bites.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Very similar movies, but different titles.
Hi, you're on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
How about, like, Sergeant Pepper's or...
you know, I don't know, the Beatles, like Help or
Hard Day's Night.
No, none of the Beatles musicals. I thought when you were saying Sergeant Pepper's that you were referring to the Bee Gees movie.
No,
which is because there was no Beatles movie of Sergeant Pepper's. Hi, you are on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
Sound of Music.
I said that one not in the top 15. Hard to believe.
No, number one would have been I'm pretty sure a 90s movie. We've got a made-for-TV movie still in here.
Made-for-TV movie?
We've got...
A 90s movie is number
and one that I'm pretty sure is...
Good Morning Vietnam, someone said. That's not...
Oh, no. No, not on there. Mm. There's a big one from the 80s that everyone's kind of missing right now. It should be a gimme. Hi, you're on WMAY.
Hi. How about Flashdance?
Flashdance was huge. Yeah,
that's the one from the 80s, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's not. Flashdance came in at number 10.
Okay.
There is a monster one.
How about Fame?
From the 80s. Fame isn't on here. No, that one should be probably. I'm surprised it didn't sell more than it did.
From the 80s, bigger than Dirty Dancing, bigger than Flashdance. Smokey and the Bandit has to be, right? Jerry Reed was...
There's some great music in that movie.
There is.
I forgot about that. No, the one at number three is a giant from...
The 80s?
From the 80s, yep. Yep.
Okay.
Monster album. Hi, you're on WMAY.
Stand By Me?
No, not Stand By Me. No, that one had a lot of great music.
I think a coworker of ours nailed it, Purple Rain.
Coming in at number three.
Yeah.
Purple Rain.
Yeah. That was a gimme. Yeah. How did you not think of that
sold
one?
13 million.
So what do we got so far
copies
here?
Thus far, let's see, we've got coming in at 12, Frozen, 11, Big Chill, 10, Flashdance. We don't have number 9.
Okay.
That's the one I think you may have had.
That's got to be Beat Street.
8 is not there. Number 7 was Grease.
Okay.
6, Titanic. Dirty Dancing came in at 5, Forrest Gump at 4, Purple Rain at 3, Saturday Night Fever at 2. We do not have the number 1 best-selling soundtrack album of all time.
I have to ruminate on this one.
All right, think about that. And we'll do more with Mike and Molson on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. And Molson on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY, looking at the best-selling movie soundtracks of all time. And we've gotten quite a few on here, including Saturday Night Fever and Forrest Gump, Dirty Dancing, Titanic, Grease. Number 8 and number 1 have something in common.
Number 8 and number 1 have something in common, huh?
Number 9, I'm pretty sure Mike owned.
That had to be like... one of the two Run DMC movies from the 80s, like Tougher Than Leather or something like that.
Number 15 is a concert movie.
Justin Bieber?
And 14, I think, is going to be tough, but I'm interesting. It's interesting that it's on the top, the 15. Top 15.
Okay.
You're on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
I'm
going to
try one more time. Ghost.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, it should be. No, it's not. It did not make it.
It did a lot for Pottery, though.
Yeah. No, that, boy, when the VHS of that came out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was like milk and bread.
Now, you do know, though, folks, that was actually Whoopi Goldberg caressing Demi Moore in that end scene, right?
Hot.
Oh, yeah.
Giggity.
Giggity, giggity goo.
You're on WMAY.
Yeah. Urban Cowboy.
You know, I'm
Glenn
laughing.
Campbell.
I'm laughing, but that was a big album.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
In the early 80s, yeah. There are two from the 70s. There's a TV movie.
I'm trying to think of a TV movie that would be that popular.
Huge.
Huge.
Hi, you're on WMAY.
How about Cocktail?
Oh, no. Yeah,
Kokomo.
There was a lot of good stuff on that one, but did not...
I don't know if you would say good stuff, but there was stuff
on
that.
It was a big album.
It was a big album.
There was
stuff
on that album.
Yeah. There was some songs on that album.
That's true. Yeah, I think the Beach Boys probably needed to retire before they did
yes.
Kokomo and embarrass
oh,
themselves.
Oh, God,
with
that song so bad.
Hi, you're on WMAY.
How about Back to the Future?
Huey Lewis's best work. Gotta get back in time. That's 15, right? Is that the one I owned?
No, that's not it.
Oh.
That's not it.
Power of Love.
Hi, you're on WMAY.
Hello.
Confused.
What's that?
I'm sorry?
Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Not. Now, number one and number eight have something in common. So I will go, since it's been guessed a couple times online.
Yes,
and
via text.
And via text.
Should stay.
Get on with it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is the song done yet?
Selling 17 million albums.
Wasn't this written by Dolly Parton, though?
Yes. But boy, when it was in that movie, it was...
That's stupid. Have you ever seen the movie?
No.
Good. Have you seen Bodyguard and not Back to the Future? I would have punched you in your face.
No, I haven't seen The Bodyguard.
Thank God. Neither have I.
But it...
Costner's the bodyguard in that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But do know that it shares something crucial with the number eight.
Whitney Houston or Kevin Costner?
With the number eight album. 629-7970, as we're talking about the top-selling movie soundtracks of all time.
Number eight has Whitney Houston on it as well?
Yes.
Ghostbusters 2.
Is not correct.
Oh. What other movie was she in?
Let's take some more calls.
What other movie was Whitney Houston in besides that one?
Hi, you're on WMA.
Oh, Waiting to Exhale?
There you go.
Oh, God.
Hi. So, The Lion King... Phantom of the Opera, no. And you said The Bodyguard, and that
Bodyguard
was
number one, yeah.
And this probably isn't, but it ought to be, She's the One by Tom Petty.
Oh, yeah, that was a great movie by Ed Burns.
Yeah, well, great soundtrack.
Yeah, great
Absolutely
soundtrack, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, great soundtrack, and the movie's not too bad either. Thank you for the phone call.
629-7970 as we go through. I don't know, nobody's even in the ballpark of getting number 14. This is the one that I think might be a tough one, but it was the Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson movie, A Star is Born.
Oh, okay.
They're
remaking that.
They're now remaking it for a third time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're making it with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
So are they remaking the Barbara Streisand version with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga?
The remake, I think so.
Because it has nothing to do with the actual Star is Born from the 40s, I think.
Oh, they're doing the original one, not the... They're remaking the original one, not the Barbara Streisand, Kris Kristofferson version. What was a TV movie? Was that it?
No. No, that was an actual movie.
Okay. What was the TV movie that's on this one?
The TV movie that's on here is High School Musical.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. That was a cultural phenomena for a while there.
And still pretty enormous. So, yeah, the TV movie came in at number 13, selling 4 million copies of that.
And the only one we're missing then is number 11, the one you thought I had, right?
Number 15 we're still missing, which is a concert film.
Was that Katy Perry? Was it Justin Bieber? Was it NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, One Direction? Any of those concert films?
No.
No.
No. No, it's an older one.
Elvis?
Hi, you are on WMAY.
Yeah, so the movie that I liked that had the same song on was Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
You know what? There were a lot of songs on that when Dolly Parton was in that.
Yeah, she was with Burt Reynolds, right?
Yeah. That sounds right. I would be surprised if you didn't own this album. From... Space Jam.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have the album?
Oh, I Believe I Can Fly. Yeah. And Come On, Ride the Train. The Space
Fly
Jam.
Like
with
an Eagle.
Yeah. The Space Jam by Quad City DJs was on there.
Did you have it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I had this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had the Space Jam. How did I not think of that one?
I'm surprised that didn't come out of your mouth first.
Oh, God, how did I not think of that? I also had the White Man Can't Jump album, but that didn't make it. This wasn't actually the... Find the Space Jam song by Quad City DJs. That was the jam, pardon the pun, of that one right there.
Do I know that? I know Quad City DJs.
Yeah, but this is the Space
Jam.
What else did they do? They did the train. Come on, Ride the Train.
Get up. All right. It's time to slam now. We got the real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam.
Here's your chance to your dance at the Space Jam. Oh, yeah. See, that was quality stuff.
Mm-hmm. Number one, The Bodyguard. Number two, Saturday Night Fever. Purple Rain, Forrest Gump, Dirty Dancing, Titanic.
The Jam. Come on and slam.
You want to jam. Grease, Waiting to Exhale. Space Jam at number nine.
Yes, top 10.
6 million.
I wasn't
copies.
The only kid that
That's right.
was a Michael Jordan fan that had this dumb album.
Flashdance at number 10. Big Chill. Frozen, High School Musical at number 13. Number 14 was A Star Is Born. And coming in at number 15... one of only a handful of concert movies that I genuinely like, because sometimes it's just you're just watching
fluff,
a concert,
yeah.
It's like watching a video. But this one is really well done. Is The Song Remains the Same from Led Zeppelin?
Oh, Led Zeppelin.
That's a great one. Stop Making Sense by the Talking Heads is an awesome concert movie. We talked about Altamont a couple of weeks ago. That one, Gimme Shelter, is a great one. There's a handful that are really, really cool to watch, and that one came in at number 15 for Led Zeppelin, selling 4 million copies. There you go, your top 15
movie soundtracks of all time.
Best-selling movie soundtracks of all time. Jim Leach is in the WMAY. Xanadu strangely didn't make it up on with all the ELO songs on there.
I know. It was a very, very popular soundtrack.
I will say, first LP I ever purchased, the soundtrack to Xanadu.
Yeah. Really? I have to believe their magic.
Not proud of that.
There's nothing wrong with it. It was a much better soundtrack than it was a movie.
Yeah, that's accurate. Yeah. That's accurate. There were good songs on there. First 45 I purchased with my own money. Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Ooh, oh, wow. That's a quality one.
So I made up for Xanadu.
You were a late bloomer. My first one was, I think it was Diamond Girl by Seals and Crofts in like 72 or 73.
You got caught in that vortex we talked about.
Yeah.
Vortex of suck.
Yeah, absolutely.